Here's a thought about backgrounds. Sort of. I wish I had a better word for backgrounds, but I don't. We need a new word other than background to describe what I want to discuss in today's Here's a Thought. We normally think of the background of a photograph as that part of the photograph that's not the subject, but is still inside the borders of the image. So we have foreground and background, for example, or subject and background. But every photograph has another background that is either the mat board of a framed print, or perhaps the margins around the image in a book or a magazine like Lenswork, or might even be those parts of the screen on a computer or tablet or phone that aren't used by the image itself or by the background of the PDF. All of that, mat boards, margins around the image in a book, that's also a form of background. That is to say, it's something against which we see the subject, which obviously doesn't mean, in the way I'm talking about it, the subject of the photograph. It means the photograph itself, including the background behind the subject. But what about these meta-backgrounds, these not-in-the-image backgrounds? What about all of that? Is that part of the artwork or not? And if it isn't, then why do we use it? It's sort of a buffer zone, I guess, in some regards, between the real world and the image we want our viewers to see. It also has the function of being sort of trumpets that are announcing that something important is going to happen, you know, like when the king makes a public appearance or something, you know, it's that sort of thing. It's not really the thing, but it's something that tells us, be careful, watch out, the thing is coming. And that's what mat board and margins around the image do. But as such, aren't they actually part of the event? If we can think of the king's appearance as an event, aren't they sort of like an event that's about to happen? And if they're part of the event, then why can't we photographers control it somehow or do something interesting with it? I had a chance to look at some original Frederick Evans prints that were at the Art Institute of Chicago years ago, little 5x7 contact prints. But what amazed me was on the mat board, or the illustrator board that he had affixed the photograph to, he had drawn around the photograph on the mat board all kinds of lines and little fleur-de-lis in the corner, etc., to sort of jazz up the photograph. I guess they became part of the artwork. But when you see Frederick Evans' images reproduced in a book format, you never see that fleur-de-lis that he hand-drew around his images. Instead, it's just the white of the paper of the book. Duane Michaels got looking at this extra meta background, whatever we're going to call it, and decided it was a place where he could include handwritten text about the images. And he made very interesting artwork as a result of that acknowledgement that the mat board and the margins are part of the artwork. This becomes particularly important in PDFs, because a PDF has to have a device in order to be seen, and that sets up some challenges. For example, the device may not have the same aspect ratio as the PDF. So if you display an aspect ratio PDF that's 4:3 on a computer screen that's 1920 by 1080, it doesn't fit. The PDF doesn't fit, and so you're going to end up with these black lines on left or right that are areas that aren't used. They're the meta background. That meta background can be either empty, like a white mat board, or colored, like a black mat board, or used, the way Evans and Michaels did, or you can just pretend like it's not part of what you're doing. But of course, it is. There's no way you can get around it. The meta background provides the context in which we see the image and its optical background. That meta background has potential. We can do things there. If you start thinking of that meta background as something that can be part of your visual playground, then some ideas open up. I'm doing a new project. I've been working on it about 6 months or so, called Field Notes, that uses that meta background for some handwritten text, a la Dwayne Michaels. But at the very bottom of the paper, I include in typesetting the words Field Notes. So that puts the entire sheet of paper in the context of what I'm trying to get across. They're ideas that occur to me when I'm out in the field and I'm just capturing them without doing a lot of editing or working or polishing. They're field notes. But in that context, it's allowed me all kinds of interesting ideas to create fun little handheld images. I guess what I'm encouraging you to think of is that there's other options besides just plain white borders around your images. Whether it's making the mat board fancy in a framed print, whether it's utilizing the margins around the image in the book to either have some texture or some text or some color or something, or PDFs that can employ the same kinds of techniques. In my way of thinking, that meta background is part of the artwork, just as much as the image and its internal background is. And because we take such care and sweat bullets over what goes in the photograph and what's excluded from the image itself, why not take the same amount of care with the context in which that's seen, the mat board, the margins in the book, the PDF, etc.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.